Abundance, abundance, abundance. We hear this over and over and over and over and over and over again from many humans on your planet. How can I be more abundant? You can't. You can only be abundant in different ways. You are already as abundant as you will ever be. However, if you have a belief that you lack something, then what you have is an abundance of lack. So again, the issue is not, how do I learn to be abundant? The issue is, what am I defining abundance to be? Because you're always abundant in something. Always abundant in something. This is why we prefer to take the charge off the idea of what abundance needs to be represented by. It can be represented by many things, including money on your planet. There is nothing wrong with that. It is a symbol of exchange. It is a valid one, just like any other symbol. But the idea is it doesn't always have to be that form in order to represent abundance. Our definition of abundance is the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. Period! That's it. The ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. Why do you care how it comes to you as long as you have the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it? So the idea is to relax the need, to relax the insistence that it must come in a certain way, because paradoxically, when you actually insist that abundance can only be represented by one symbol, you actually close all the doors through which abundance could come in other forms. And so you're actually not being abundant at all, in the sense of feeling it or experiencing it in its widest possible format. The idea is that somebody could give you something. That's abundance. You could find something. That's abundance. It's all abundance. Let it come to you in whatever form works best. Let it come along the path of least resistance. For why should it be a struggle to reflect the idea of the abundance of creation? There is enough. There is enough. There is enough for everyone. If there was not enough of whatever kind of abundance each of you needed to have, if there was not enough for you, believe me, you wouldn't exist. Because the universe, the creation, does not in that context make superfluous mistakes. It does not create more than it's capable of supporting. So if you exist, that means the universe is capable of supporting you, or you wouldn't exist. So why not give yourself the benefit of the doubt? If you exist, there must be enough for you, and it must come in a form that is actually relevant for what represents your highest excitement, your highest preference, because nothing else would make sense. Let this be obvious. Let it be logical. This is what our civilization calls the science of the obvious. If there are a certain number of people that exist on your planet, then there is enough for all, as long as you all allow the abundance to come in the way that actually works for you. Because not everyone needs or wants the same kind of expression of abundance. So the idea is, if you all allow synchronicity to show you what your kind of abundance may be at any given moment, and this doesn't mean you can't have this kind then, and this kind now, and another kind later on. It can change around, but it will change around in such a manner that it will change around in harmony with everyone else's change around. So that if suddenly someone needs this, and you need that, and then later you need this, and they need that, it will change in perfect harmony, in perfect synchronicity. And you will get it when you need it. At exactly the right place, at exactly the right time. Not a moment before, but not a moment later, either. The idea is to understand that you don't have to make any of this work. All you have to do is allow it to work, because it already works. It does, it really does. Honest, it does. Again, if it didn't, you wouldn't exist. You would not be supported in your existence at all. Please remember how unconditionally supported you are. You are so unconditionally supported by creation that you are even allowed to believe you are not unconditionally supported. That's how unconditionally supported you are. So take it at face value. If you actually have been given the ability to believe that you are worthless, that you are unsupported, that you are nothing, and yet you still exist, What you are being given is a demonstration that the universe is absolutely willing to unconditionally support anything you say is true about yourself. So if it's willing to support you when you say, I'm worth nothing, I am hateful, I am a bad person, I am worthless, if it's willing to support you there, it is certainly willing to support you when you say, I am creative, I am loving, I deserve. There is absolutely no difference in the eyes of creation, no contradiction whatsoever. And when you decide which one is true for you, there is nothing in existence that will contradict you. It will simply reflect whatever you have said is true about you at that moment. Because that's what it means to be made in the image of creation. That you decide, you have your free will to decide who and what you are, and that reflection is given to you through your passion, your joy, your love, your excitement. It's as simple as that if you want it to be. Of course, if you enjoy complication, by all means, please do so. Because I don't want to take away your fun. And if you feel like struggling, if you feel like making an effort out of it, by all means do so, because that's valid too. That's the point. It's all valid. And when it becomes all valid, when you do not judge this as being less than that, then paradoxically you will actually get what you prefer more often, because you are not focused on trying not to get that. The idea is that when every choice is equal, then it is easy to choose what you prefer. But if you are afraid of certain choices and devalue them, then you're actually devaluing a part of creation, and you will only get the reflection that you are devaluing a part of yourself. And therefore, you will be forced, in a sense, simply by the nature of existence, to focus on the thing you are devaluing, because that's where your focus is. You're putting undue energy on making it stand out in some way, shape, or form from the rest of the choices that you could make that are all equal. And any time you make something stand out, you're putting energy into it and saying, this needs to be bigger and more important than anything else. And therefore, whether positive or negative, it will be. Until you can relax your insistence that it needs to be so important, and allow yourself to know that it will not control you, it will simply respond to you in whatever way, shape, or form you start choosing to respond to the idea of yourself.